You're listening to Daybreak in Prince George at 91.5 FM. And it's a folklore legend that focuses on a furry friend. Today, February 2nd, is Groundhog Day. Groundhogs everywhere pop their heads out of their burrows, look at their shadows, and, well, it's a little murky. We've seen already a call for an early spring. To find out how Groundhog's Day, though, actually works, Daybreak's Andrew Kurieta had to do some digging.
In the 1993 movie Groundhog's Day, Bill Murray plays a weatherman doomed to relive February 2nd every day of his life. Here's the sounds of him waking up to the same song on his radio over and over again. Then put your little hand in mine. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain. Then put your... That's Bill Murray waking up to the same song every morning in the movie Groundhog's Day. But even though we live through Groundhog's Day every year, it's not always easy remembering how it works. I took to the streets of Prince George to find out how well people here know their groundhog lore. Can you explain to me, how does Groundhog's Day work?
If it shows its face, then winter's gonna be longer, or... Oh gosh, yeah. You got me.
I got you, babe. The kids reminded me this morning going to school.
Oh really? So they're excited about it?
Yeah, they're hoping they don't see a shadow.
Yeah, what happens? Sometimes I forget.
I do too, but I think we're supposed to get 6 more weeks of winter if they see a shadow. I think that's right.
All right, do you have any idea which groundhog we use to predict that? Is it...
You got me.
I got you. And can you explain to me, how does Groundhog's Day work?
Now you've caught me on a good one, haven't you? Because I'm so busy I can't remember. If he sees a shadow, it's 6 more weeks. If he doesn't see a shadow, spring is on the way.
Do you know how Groundhog's Day works? Because I'm trying to figure that out.
Groundhog comes out and looks at his shadow, and if it's a long shadow, I believe then we're going to have a longer winter, but if it's a shorter shadow, then it's going to be a shorter winter.
All right, and do you know which groundhog we're supposed to use? Can we just find any groundhog, or...
The Pennsylvania groundhog.
So, do you think a groundhog in Pennsylvania can predict winter in Prince George?
Why not? I'm a believer in the groundhog.
So you think he can predict it universally for all places?
Sure, just like there's Santa Claus.
Do you think we could use maybe our own animal here? What if we were to get our own northern BC tradition, what would you get?
A Mr. Moose.
Yeah, I was thinking that. You could use a swamp donkey.
Yeah.
Groundhogs are famous. We have Wharton Willie, and I don't think that's ours.
No, I think that one's in Ontario.
Yeah, but which one is British Columbia's?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
We don't have one.
Oh, no.
Same as usual. It's all over in the East. Why can't we have one? We just have to use a different type, like a weasel or a ferret or something. They can do it the same.
So it's mixed reviews from the streets, but what do the experts say? Doug Lundquist is with Environment Canada.
You know what? I don't look to the groundhog. I don't even know what the rule is about the groundhog anymore. Like, it's 6 more weeks of winter if he sees his shadow. And then the winter's over if he doesn't, right? I can't remember exactly. But as far as the shadows go, you know, they go with the Wyarton Willie, and that's in Ontario, and he probably won't see a shadow with the big blizzard and storm going through Ontario. So I don't put much faith in that. Like, one groundhog and can't really forecast for a big country like Canada. So I really don't have that much faith in looking at it, but I haven't paid much attention, to be honest.
All right, so what about someone who knows about animals? Nancy Gallinga works for a wildlife shelter in Prince Rupert. Here's what she had to say.
We don't have groundhogs. What we have in Rupert, people call them marmots, but they're woodchucks, and they look very similar. Well, actually, all birds and animals can predict what kind of a winter it's going to be. Owls, eagles, hawks, they've been telling us since fall that it's going to be a winter just like this winter we're getting. We're going to have short cold spells, and it's going to be a half decent winter. And not only that, cats have been shedding. If people have cats, they'll notice that there's more hair around than normal.
So there you have it. If you're not lucky enough to be near a groundhog or a moose, you can turn to more domestic animals for your springtime predictions. For Daybreak, I'm Andrew Criatta in Prince George.
Absolutely brilliant. I have one. Maybe we could use the moose, Will. I was thinking if the moose sees his shadow and charges you, it's going to be a long winter for you.
I don't know. I don't know if I want moose, though, charging at me.
Well, that's it. There you go. Well done.